No, I'm honest. I'm the brute. I'm the brute of the bunch. I speak my mind.
Well, take it easy on us.
Hey, what's the look of cookie?
Let me sign up. We ain't going there.
Y'all know right now.
Yeah, we ready.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're now in tune to another episode of the Kanye West Podcast.
Boys.
And this season has been a ladies' season. Ladies got something to say, and we usually didn't give them nothing to say on our platform. But
nigga, that's a goddamn lie.
We had to start giving back to the community. You know, you missed the massage the niggas. What you mean? We didn't need them. We had to say what we had to say.
That's a lie.
But now we're giving back. So we got more women from all different aspects of life and different cultures right here on the Kanye Boys Podcast. That way they can lift the band. And we won't look so much of assholes.
Right.
Hey, look here, man. We always been a fan of the melanated, but the melanated goddesses.
Damn.
Yeah. And we got two twins here today.
What's up?
Doing their motherfucking thing in ATL. Y'all introduce yourselves so the people at home will know.
I'm
rush anyone.
Y'all ain't got to talk at the same time.
But they twins, they probably do. So that's what we had to say.
Go ahead.
So I'm Kiana, and I'm the oldest. I'm Kiana.
She 3 minutes older.
Yeah, right. She came out first. I got shit to do.
Right. I said, check it out. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead. But I'm Kiana, and I'm Adriana.
Kiana and Adriana.
Twins.
Yeah.
So what's y'all signs?
Taurus.
Okay, bullhead.
Bullhead.
That's the first thing everyone says.
Your way or the highway, right?
I compromise now. Yeah, but most of the time,
Welcome to Atlanta.
Ain't no compromise. But we're easy going. So if there's issues, you're the problem.
Yeah,
basically. Either you're just not trying to talk about it to us, or we don't know. But we've always been easy going. Just in our own little world.
That's a beautiful thing. Twins.
So what y'all do? Y'all do modeling?
Social lights, I know that much.
Yeah, if opportunity presented itself, I wouldn't shy from it, but I make clothes.
You make clothes?
I'd rather be in the background, you know.
Did you bring some of your clothes in?
I did, and I'm actually working on things for my mother's fashion show. She has a foundation.
What?
Marietta's House. So, May the 20th, everybody support. She helps out individuals who need housing, resources, food, electric paid, rent paid. She's just really trying to help out with anyone who needs assistance.
That's what's up. We look forward to meeting your mama.
We need to bring her on. She got a non-profit organization.
Right.
Yeah. What are y'all mama sign?
But I work for Kyle Leo. Woo, but she was true. You're a Leo?
Libra.
Oh, okay.
Hey, both of my kids is Leos.
Okay,
boy. August 5th and August 3rd.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You planned that? Oh, you got boy Leo.
No, but they 6 years apart.
Oh, wow.
And just like mine.
And one of them was born early and one of them was born late. One of them was born 2 months early and one of them was born 2 months late. No, 2 weeks late.
I'm about to say that.
What the fuck?
Nigga said 2 months. Right. That nigga hat. Hey, so tell me this though. Like tell me about how is it dating in Atlanta, especially with y'all being twins and
you know which one
black,
dating, huh?
Black women.
They know. So
I can tell y'all part.
Yeah, I don't think we never really thought we looked alike, but individually when we're out and about, we might see someone. I remember being out on my date and some guy sees me out and starts hitting her up because he's like, I see you with your little friend. And it wasn't even like that, but it is what it is. Sometimes it works though. Yeah. I pretend I don't know you real quick.
Damn, all right.
I'm Kiana.
I can definitely tell y'all part. I can definitely tell y'all part though.
But
y'all look alike, but y'all are definitely
one of y'all twin. Thicker than the other. You gonna have to do that.
But I would have never guessed she was.
She about to break a nail.
That's
hold
what
on,
I
girl.
Say. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I see you.
She got more ass. I got more thigh. Yeah. Whatever.
A lot of ass.
I would agree.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I looked at both of your asses and thighs. And she do got more ass and you got more thighs. Y'all know each other so well.
But we've come to terms and she has a great body, so it's not even right.
Nah, y'all got great bodies.
So we just enjoy each other's company and fuck with being twins.
Yeah, I wish I had a twin. Shit.
What would you do? What would you and your brother be out?
If I had a twin, shit.
We're gonna share them girls.
That's shit. Exactly.
We're gonna make them do shit, make their daddy Earl. You did what with who? Oh God.
So y'all mama was protecting us from men like you, then.
You got me, I'm a good guy.
What a wrong now, dog, that you just said.
Hey, I'm wild.
You my daddy Earl, though.
Yeah. I don't see nice nothing wrong.
A dollar sign.
A dollar sign.
You was waiting to say that. What?
I know.
I'm non-denominational. What's that new shit when they don't have to claim a gender?
By non-binary?
Yeah, I'm non-binary.
You good? Yeah. That's what's up. Where you from here?
I'm from Virginia. But I live here. He's from Virginia, too. That's my partner.
757?
Yeah, I'm from 804. I'm from 757. But
I'm up the coast, seven cities.
Yes.
It ain't no bigger difference. Everybody country up that motherfucker. You know,
like everybody.
Yeah, real talk. When these niggas say everybody talk like that in Virginia. Everybody.
One of my favorite artists is from the Pusha T.
Pusha T. That's my cousin. On my mama's side, and my uncle, nephew, oldest boy.
Okay, I want to be him regardless. Can you hook me up?
Chicks say that Pusha T their favorite rapper, so you must really fuck with lyrics.
I love lyrics.
That's a good celebrity story.
I hate celebrities. Yeah,
I hate celebrities that act like celebrities.
They dicks, man. They treat people like shit.
So who have you met?
He didn't.
I done met everybody.
Yeah.
Who ain't end up?
That's
in
a
the
lot
truck.
Of people. Like we have paid the bills.
That's not hard in Atlanta to
meet
everybody.
Yeah, you gonna meet everybody here. It's just when you meet them and them niggas treat you like you the feds. That's a different feeling. You know what I'm saying? You're around the wrong niggas.
I don't like celebrities like that. But if you cool like that, I fuck with you. Because at the end of the day, I treat the janitor like the CEO. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Anybody?
Not me. I throw trash on the floor. Pick it up, you son of a bitch.
Why are you acting like that? Because men are
I'm
like
the janitor.
That.
What you talking about? I never go in for the high-seeking job. I'm the janitor.
I remember this. This man too much stress. This homeless man was outside of Walmart. Asked me for change. I'm like, oh my God. Let me find him some money. And I give him some money. This man walks by. He's like, can I have get a job, you bum.
Who said that?
The man that he asked after me. And I said, okay. Then I thought of my brother, who's a Sag. Like, this man is kind of selfish with his stuff, too. My uncle. Like, I thought of stuff thinking about men that just don't give. Like, would not give this man money.
Hey,
but he's not going to take his Rolls Royce in the parking lot. If you was playing, you would have went to Buckhead. He can't make it out to Buckhead to beg. He got to be on Escanola.
Hey, all them niggas don't be homeless sometimes.
They don't. If you a Panola, you got some shit going
unfortunately,
on.
Unfortunately, look, these are like black people. Some black people do stuff, some black people don't. And just like the homeless people, they mess it up for y'all when y'all pretended to be disabled.
Do you know how much money homeless people make?
Yeah, they do make a lot of money.
Listen, we step to this homeless dude. Rest in peace to my partner, Kuda Love. But me and my partner, we seen this homeless dude in a wheelchair, and we stepped to him and was like, bro, we already knew.
He right,
was we said, look, we just want to know. We said, how much you make a day? That nigga was like, he said, nigga, get up.
Right.
I know you ain't homeless. This nigga said, nigga stood up, was like, I make about $500 on a bad day. I said, God damn, on a bad day?
I don't know about that.
I'm serious. Think about it. You in Atlanta, a dollar, pennies equal dollars.
Yeah, you.
Listen, you chilling out there, just chilling. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, give me some dollars. One, two, three. You pass by thousands of cars every day. Okay. If motherfucker give you, some people gonna give you $5, some people gonna give you $1, some people gonna give you change. It's, at the end of the day,
but
that
if you
can
change $500 on a bad day, you don't even make that working on the court. You don't make that.
But everything's a scam these days. So mm-hmm. I mean,
hey, white
the
people,
actual work. I'm going to work every day. That's a scam.
Like three, right? Going to work every day is a scam.
Work is a big
unless
pyramid
unless it's a career
scam.
You're passionate about it. But if you're doing it just to make ends meet,
but if it's a career, it's not work. Like when I'm actually making clothes full time. Or doing my own business full time.
It's not gonna be work.
It's gonna be. I'm literally making Kaiser. Shout out Kaiser Permanente. millions of dollars.
Yep.
But think about it like this, right? Think about it like this.
Five
what
years.
If everybody said, I'm living my purpose.
Who the Hallelujah.
Fuck? Hold on, hold on. Who the fuck?
You say hallelujah.
Listen, and then, hey, hold on. Then you try to pull, hold on. You try to pull through Chick-fil-A and ain't nobody there.
Well, y'all, if you
somebody got to work.
At a certain age, yes, you should be following purpose. But if I'm 16, 17, Chick-fil-A got young people working. They're just getting into what they want to do. I mean, our friend in high school said she wants to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she had we were 14 when she said this. And she is now graduated from Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
One of the top rated schools because she willed it. But
she's still in school.
She's one of the few that knew what she wanted to do. I changed my major about 3-4 times.
But that's okay, though.
Exactly.
That's okay.
At that age. But I think you should find purpose.
It's not about your age. It's about your vision. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you might figure out, you like, okay, I want to be, you know, a lot of people say, I want to be an entrepreneur. They don't even know what the fuck an entrepreneur is.
Well, the nigga that works for himself, no matter rain, sleet, or snow, they're going to make that dough.
Yeah, like if it's your passion, this how you know if it's your passion that you really want to do it.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Will you do it for free?
To the young black entrepreneurs.
Because we comedians.
Money. Yes, depending on
we will
on what
do
the
that shit for free. That's our real passion.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you'll make clothes for free, that's your passion.
Of course. But I make clothes for free right now for my mom and her
non-profit
organizations that can be a tax.
What's your passion?
But the only reason I'm charged is because fabric's not free.
Well, I do say free.
I'm a chaplain by trade.
Huh?
A chaplain.
A chaplain, what's that?
So I give spiritual and emotional support at Grady Hospital.
Oh, shit.
Grady.
Yay. That's a whole lot.
I call it my
hospital.
That's a whole lot of
goddamn
job. And it's gonna be great, but I was doing it for free anyway, because it's a calling, and I have a great relationship with God, but I don't look at it as Christianity. That's one of the things I try to unlearn. Because
you are God.
I'm spiritual, so I'm thinking, God, you're not disappointed in me right now in this essence, because my core is never changing. So I'm very giving. Yeah. Loving, kind, peaceful, humble on good days.
Are you a psychic?
I am.
Yeah.
We got the power of the tongue. Hallelujah.
Most women do.
Hallelujah. They go both ways. But hallelujah. God's anointed it either way you go.
Let me use you, sister.
I'm summoning a Honda running around with an anaconda.
I should have brought a Honda.
Because my grandfather's a pastor.
Pastor
I use
Kavazier.
Air quotes for that.
Air quotes loosely.
He's like one of those Creflo Dollar types, but not a major
church.
He
getting to the money then. He got a major church.
No, it wasn't that.
That nigga said, Brother Rios was in a hotel room with a $2 hope.
No, we caught him. I remember catching him at White Castle. It's like 2 in the morning. Sorry, Kim. It's like 2 in the morning. And like, he went some other lady.
Other than his wife.
The pastor?
My grandfather. And we was like, what's up? He's like, I'm with my friend.
Yeah, at 2 in the morning, right?
But all of them.
Was he married to your grandma?
Yeah, but she's not our grandma. That's our step-grandma.
Step-grandma.
So he y'all real grandfather.
He married another woman.
Man, well, fuck her then.
No, really. That's the thing, they're fake prophets.
But that's what I was saying. He had us walking around the church every morning on Sunday. We have to walk around church speaking tongue. And now, that's supposed to be a spiritual gift.
But no,
so
no,
we
no,
over there
no,
walking
no.
around.
You know the tongue is,
Y'all two would probably walk around there doing JJ Fad. I'm gonna do my thing.
But y'all do know what the tongue is.
Y'all know
right?
who JJ Fad is?
The tongues is nothing but all the languages together. That's it.
But we
sounds like
course,
a bunch of gibberish.
Is we were just saying gibberish.
It's a fraud.
Our spirit wasn't leading us. We wasn't on. And guess
y'all
what?
Just
they didn't get the building.
I tell people all the time, black people will always worship, and all the other people supposed to worship us. That's how.
Imported gods.
Oh, yeah, you got the god name on there.
That's
take it to the
brand.
Top.
Thank you.
I fuck with that.
You with Kanye?
Yeah.
You with Kanye? Kanye a god, too. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I believe he is.
Kanye dropped out from that. He jumped to the Jesus.
I believe
he said he with the Jesus shit.
He with the Jesus what?
Yeah, he said he's the Jesus. He's on that Jesus shit.
Probably, he probably said Jesse, I don't know.
So we met a guy who thought he, well, no, they thought he had the white cloth, he had the staff, he was walking around barefooted,
yeah.
Black guy. He was like, he's the second coming, do you believe? He asked me to go ahead and basically bow down to catch, so on the second coming, yeah. I would be a part of that shit. You know, I get the text or whatever.
But
that
no, I'm going to tell you what you should have did. So.
Right. I
told
him, hold on.
I'm
gonna tell you what you should do when
he
people say, hold on, when somebody say they the second coming of Christ or God, swing on them and see if they duck that motherfucker.
Ain't nothing worse than
no, no, duck that shit.
If,
that nigga,
if you don't do like that nigga ain't the second coming.
Jesus, he got the third. No,
ain't nothing worse than knocking thy rod and staff out his hand.
But he never did. That's how I know he ain't right there.
I don't believe no nigga.
I would have delivered to him and be like, what? Jesus. I'd be like, oh, you the next Jesus, and swung on him.
Hey, but I can tell you.
That shit just went through that nigga face like, oh, shit.
One thing I can tell you, I know some devils out this motherfucker. Don't we, sis?
Oh,
hey, I've been the best friend to that little nigga the whole time you was here. You hear me?
Oh.
Yeah. So, hey. Hey, so tell me this. How has dating been for y'all in Atlanta?
They twins. Niggas
right,
twins.
So not, no.
Oh, I don't know. In my head, they are.
No, it is. I think
y'all don't come together.
When you come, when it's quantity over quality.
Hey, nah, we gonna get to it. But we, hold on, let us say it. Hey,
no,
we
laughing.
Gonna get to it.
When it's quantity over quality, yeah. It's a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
But when you want quality, you got to do statistics like 1 out of 4. But then you have to be compatible. It's compatibility.
Uh-huh.
It's really love languages. Speaking and communication, are you mature enough? Because I believe you meet so many people you could be with in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whatever level of life you're in is when you're going to connect with that person and whenever they're on that same frequency.
Okay.
You know, so my mom believes it's one person out of the billions of people living on this earth.
Bullshit!
But I'm like, no, mommy, because you can.
It's not.
Really, it's not.
You can really. You
be
can
a check.
Everybody get their plane ticket and get to fly to where they supposed to go to. That's just how it works. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't think it's just not one person or nothing like that. Unless you read somebody,
yeah.
Unless you meet somebody who make you not look at other people.
But you can't help looking at other attractive people. If we get out of that mindset,
I don't know what's wrong with these women.
I don't possess
thinking I'm just gonna look at you the rest of my life.
I can't
out your mind. That's why I wear shades when I'm out, because I'm always looking at a girl with a fat ass, especially when
you walk out. I tell you, I'm looking too. That's the thing. I'm like, damn, bitch, you got a fat ass.
Look, I think.
No, you ain't got to fuck up my imagination.
I think it's harder for the
host. Why she got to look too? She talking about, can't we look together, man?
No, we can look together.
You can't think like I'm thinking.
I'm gonna tell y'all like this. When women come into a party, they do not see like how men see.
Yeah, no.
We see 100 women that we would like fuck. We
that's
would
what
fuck with.
He just
women
said
don't see that
he
like
said,
that.
He just told me that.
We are the hunters. We looking like damn, look like that. Women don't look
right.
Like that.
If you happen to catch our attention, yes. He had just told me yesterday. How many men do you see in a day that you would fuck? Oops.
No, it's cool. You can talk about
it. No, talk that shit.
We unadulterated.
Talk that shit.
Don't stop.
Go ahead. Business. Go with it.
I don't like the censored word of have sex with. Just
you like making love? You like that word? You
making love and fucking synonymous.
You like to be fucked. That's what that is. You like to be fucked.
Love to, I'll be a fuck. I know you love me, but fuck me, nigga.
All right, talk that shit now, roll with it.
But I said being nice. I said maybe through a week, maybe 3. And he said, in a day, I'll see about 100.
Hey, I'm a.
Cause y'all have no standards.
Hey, look. I got another story.
And all the effort we put into looking good and all
right,
that.
Y'all don't care.
A bonnet on.
Talk your shit. Why you being professional?
No, I'm not being professional.
We drink cognac and talk the best shit.
I'm being cognizant.
You being condescending.
How I do the
Cognizant.
I don't know. What's cognizance and condescending?
Hey, let me tell you the story right quick.
Belittling you guys. Condescending is what I'm thinking, like, on levels of, okay.
Professional.
Awareness. So my surroundings, really awareness.
Smart. Hey, don't worry about it. We way back in the podcast.
I'm talking about y'all well.
By the time you get here, you'll be amazing.
Shout out to Nikki Burns.
I was in this little spot, right? I met this chick, and I was in this little spot, right? I'm trying to be respectful, right? I'm in this spot, and we walk in this spot, right? When I tell you it's only four dudes in there, and every other chick is dressed like y'all.
Ooh.
Woo!
And y'all
I would have left.
So it's just
as in the song.
Oh, yeah. It's real close.
A lot of options.
Hey, look.
I left the room of women.
It was so many beautiful women in there, and I'm in that motherfucker like,
let me get it together. Let me prioritize. You, first draft.
I'm looking around like, God damn.
So what you do?
How many numbers did you get?
You ain't
get none.
Let me finish.
You started. Just tell the truth. If you gonna finish, tell the truth.
Listen, man. It's not about how much you get. It's how much you turn down.
Oh, okay.
I'm always respectful. I'm Ron the Dog. I'm the man of respect. I'm always
you gotta laugh at you, bro. But you a good guy, you hear me? You gotta be evil, bro.
Nah,
you gotta get that evil ass.
If I'm out with you, I understand that I gotta miss out.
Cause you definitely.
Oh, so you was out with someone?
No, I was with somebody.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I was out with a chick. I'ma respect you at all times. I'ma make sure. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
Where
y'all at today? You
and that
young lady.
Nah, I'm saying I'm a single nigga.
Did you get some pussy from her?
Oh, hell yeah.
So you still stargazing her eyes after you fuck?
Nigga, I'm looking. Listen, these are my eyes.
Just
how my eyes work, I'm looking. Look how big my eyes is.
West shades, nigga.
I see everything.
You got Rick Ross eyes, nigga.
Nigga, I can see right through the wall. Nigga, you got sun shades on. We can't
I gotta hide the cocaine in my eyes, Bron.
Look, he was just kidding.
Anybody that know me know I'm a real live nigga. I don't do no drugs.
Okay. But another thing about dating is this.
Yeah. I got edibles. I got some new shit they gave me. I just had a podcast with my boy. Shout out my boy Q and Third Eye Jones. They got a whole bunch of stuff. They gave me so much shit. Like, I couldn't do it all. I ate the shit all in one day. I did an edible. You know what? I did the topical cream because I ain't
topical
know
about cream.
Yeah,
what's
you
that?
Rub shit on your skin.
I know. So that's
it's for old people, but I was just trying shit.
They just and selling anything now.
Niggas out here jacking off with weed cream. I'ma jack off, nigga. My dick high. What the fuck?
I didn't think it worked till we was sitting in the restaurant.
That's like a Viagra.
Nigga like, oh yeah, nigga.
Look, Viagra, like, oh.
Hey, y'all ever dated a nigga that take them dick pills?
You jack off with the CBD.
Shout out to my boo.
You a boo taking? You date seniors?
Okay, we'll see you in Miami on the 5th.
I like these girls. Turned up. More lipping for everybody. Let the church say amen.
Hey,
evil.
Them gray.
I will say this.
It ain't gray though.
He's like 63, I think.
Who y'all?
But
not y'all's.
He got twin shit. I'm about to give both of y'all with one.
She won't allow it. He doesn't.
Dun dun. Oh, you down? You down with the chewing?
I'm joking. Think it with like a 40-year-old or like it's the vibe is different. It's not. We know we're not forever.
Cool. He's cool.
He knows what it is, but it's. I never.
Did y'all talk about it? Because old niggas don't know what it is.
He does not take the pill from what I've seen.
Right.
Because it's soft, and then we.
Is it lasting hours?
I honestly be because yeah, we have on such that a good night.
Nah, nah, nigga might be on a perk.
Sex is designed to last hours. I think from Barbados.
Nigga, sex supposed to end.
But he's from Barbados.
It's supposed to end. Everybody be trying to have sex for 5 hours.
Be careful with them island niggas. They like to do hooju. You wake up, you blow white dust in your face. Will you marry me? You be like, yes.
Nah, I'll be like, what the fuck?
You be like, what the fuck?
Married. That's true, but
y'all ain't ready to get married. Anyone of y'all ever been married?
No. I almost got married to an African for his green card.
That nigga was gonna rob the shit out of you.
He was gonna stay married. But I said, you're gonna fall in love. This is gonna be
how much was he gonna pay you?
He said he'll pay my rent up for the 2 years, and then he'll pay me a stipend of like, I can't remember.
Stipend. It was damn, like,
to marry him?
To marry him.
And he stink. Was he musky when you met him?
No, don't do that.
Them niggas got a strong stink.
He retracts that statement.
Man, that nigga had fruit flies around him. That nigga don't know me. I'm with this African man.
I'm a lawyer by heart. I'm a lawyer.
Man, that nigga probably work at Old National Flea Market.
And Superhead.
You fuck Mr. Marcus?
No.
Superhead pussy is trash, but
by now.
But let me ask you this. So
but
you
she's married.
So let me ask you this.
She can be married all you want, but I guarantee her husband lame.
You took a picture out of page out of fuck. Superhead book, so you good at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't.
So you're professional. Like
but I was doing
you make
that
all the sounds? You beatbox?
I'm not professional.
The sounds don't have.
I am fine with a job.
You do the two-hand double twist?
Exactly, the sawing pen. But it really depends. Not everybody.
It depends on everything.
Your mouth, but no. You said you don't eat pussy, so we assumed you didn't eat anything.
I match your energy.
You gotta be selective.
I match your
energy. Let me ask you this.
No,
y'all fuck with niggas from born.
I just ain't as many pussies as every nigga.
You know,
I met one dude, but I did not know he was on porn. But we use a condom.
You fucked a porn nigga?
I didn't know that though.
Yeah, that was so. Did he turn you out?
Yeah.
He treated you flippy.
He's hit me up and I ain't responding, so.
He drug your soul?
Did you?
I just didn't. I was a
He
spit in my mouth.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
What's up with that shit?
That's a wild freak.
I just feel like niggas. No. Some people are just like it's like a overly.
Girls, yeah. And my grab my mouth and spit in it. No. Unbeknownst
that
to
shit
me,
ain't gonna turn
you should have asked. That's where you get this
so
white girl.
So did you spit it out or did you swallow? That's what I need.
I feel like porn fucked up.
I don't think he's a bad guy. If you was like, he was hitting it and you was like,
No, if I would have been like, spit in my mouth.
No, you don't gotta say shit. It's
now.
No. Oh, you need to
know. My mouth wasn't developed. He had to aid me. He had to do that.
And so you had to sit there and take it. You was like, this is slow motion.
I was confused. That happened so fast.
You kissed me.
I spit it out and said, you better not fucking ever do that. And I was that enraged.
And then you got him finished. He was like,
because he's a target.
I'm sorry.
But that comes from.
I mean to spit in your mouth.
Watching porn though.
No.
You like to finish
that?
Niggas don't come up with shit like that on their own.
I don't even want you to kiss me.
It comes from watching porn.
I knew it. So he wasn't a bad guy. She let him finish.
Create my own fucking sexual experience. That's my whole thing. I'm creative enough to come up with my own sexual experience. I don't go by no fucking porn.
But sex it. I mean,
always
want to
try a nigga with a high sex drive.
Though?
I got
they
a high sex
try,
drive with the right person.
What's a high sex drive?
When
you say with the right person.
With the right person, yeah.
Of course.
I ain't just got a high sex drive with every bitch
but
I fuck.
I'm asking, what's a high sex drive to you?
High sex drive is when if my dick stay hard, I got a high sex drive. If
so
my dick go down, bitch, I ain't down.
My high sex drive is fucking 3-4 in one day.
Okay.
Like
you still do that now?
No, I don't got that type of energy.
I don't got time for that.
Time.
Energies you putting into your body.
No, I'm not. I'm taking nine like showers
humans.
Out the
I don't like humans think, enough to fuck with 3 or 4 bitches in one day.
I burn the sage the whole time.
Fuck the same person 4 or 5 times.
I like
that's
that.
What we doing.
But
like
I prefer to have one partner
if
anyway.
If I fuck with you, I'm a fuck. We gonna fuck.
But here's
I don't like that many people like that. I don't like to fuck 3 or 4 bitches.
Let me ask you this.
Y'all putting down when y'all really not.
Hey, I'm not there. I'm here to bust my neck and get the fuck up out of that cop.
That's true.
Back to the motherfucking block. I'm getting back to the block.
Look at her face.
You goddamn right. The fuck I look like laying up.
I'm
not a nut. Get your mind out of here. Hey, I'm like this. The mall's still open.
Niggas don't know how to fuck.
Y'all have a substantial relationship.
Yes, everybody wants stability.
So why are you treating women like that?
That's not women. Those are the women for that moment.
But why would you want that energy inside of you when I become
you hold on, 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 hold on.
You weren't getting under the man.
Hold on, first of all, the man gives him, and the woman receives him.
Hold up.
That's every
true.
Time.
That is true. I can't see that.
Receives energy. A man gives energy.
Only in sexual purposes, because you're going inside of me. So but I think you'll still draw something me, out. Because
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Me personally,
yeah, draw that
when I'm
out.
Fucking with a chick,
you get
9 times out of 10, I'm not even going to bust a nut. I'm fucking for you.
No.
That's how I fuck.
That's not like a husband.
No, you just a man trying to have sex. I fuck with a chick. So I practice like semen retention. I don't be trying to bust like that because my energy is important.
Okay, okay. Oh, you get you rather yes. please that.
That's true.
Yeah, because yeah.
But you how are you gonna please if you don't eat pussy?
And that seems like it. No, he doesn't.
If I fuck
everybody.
With her like that,
that
I'ma eat the pussy. But
go?
I just don't eat all the bitches' pussy. There's niggas out here who eat every bitch yeah. that fuck pussy.
Like,
I don't
at
do
the
that.
Club, I
you can't
eat your
do that.
Pussy.
You got.
You don't even know what I got.
Exactly. Excuse me.
I'm selective.
No, Keisha.
Niasha.
I'm selective.
Niasha. That's not like an ocean.
If that pussy looks good,
you got an ocean.
Smell good. I'm a lick.
Niasha.
Hold up, sis.
I got a question.
You fucking niggas' lives up.
I got a question.
I see niggas drowning all the time.
Why would chick pussy think they don't know it?
Yeah.
They don't.
They don't.
I wouldn't know because I know that my shit is.
Wait, what did you say?
Balanced,
when chicks pussy be stinking and they don't know it.
They probably do.
But it's not even all time the woman.
So
it's
they know.
Nigga she's dealing
they don't know. They don't
it's
know.
The man
but honestly, you
so
can
they
smell
just brush
that.
It off. They brush it off.
But if you
I knew what she did.
Here's
that.
The thing.
Like,
and condoms do
hey,
make your
a Millie Rock on any block. So that's what that was. That's what the Millie Rock was when they were smelling the pussy in the club.
That's me. He said, "Oh, that bitch."
But why you trying to bring it to your nose? You want to repel it.
But y'all and, still fuck.
And then the nigga.
Right?
Stop that.
You know, stop.
Who is y'all?
That's why I called the rubber.
And your younger day, that's me. Why you asking, because you smell some foul pussy and she was pretending she didn't.
Listen,
know.
I'm going to get this nut and then I'm going to be done.
I am the nigga that if my nose don't agree with your smell, I will walk the fuck off.
I don't believe that.
I swear to God.
What would you
swear.
Say? You
would like,
pretend I'm not? What you do to get out of that?
I would just leave.
So you pull out, put your pants on without anywhere else.
Because
if I'm like, what's wrong? I was about to nut.
No, you're supposed to be like, yo, hey, yo,
I got a
your pussy
nose.
Stink.
But what would you
my
say,
my nose
though?
Is the strongest thing.
You're supposed to tell her the truth. Your pussy stink.
So you can smell
it. I'm not going
to
tell her
know
that.
You need to so she can figure it out.
No. It's not, that's not my, listen.
Or you take that plug in from the wall and put it in her pussy and she'll get there.
No, you should have knew your pussy stink before you came fuck with me. You don't even fuck with me like that.
But what if you bringing that shit?
What you mean?
Why we always gotta get blamed for something?
Exactly.
We can't make
I
your pussy
didn't touch
your
pussy yet.
You the
your pussy
I got her. That's your second bitch in that day. And you not going that bad. That's your third bitch in the day. And you bringing whatever you done stuck in her into her. And y'all
that's him. I don't
know.
That's condoms. I don't.
What condoms?
I don't fuck bitches like that.
That's good. Cause
I don't do that.
I'd rather have a man who knows what he's doing so I can only have to come to you. But there's times where I be like, I want to get some dick.
Yeah.
Like,
I
just want some head.
Let me tell you
that's
something.
I want
to
get some head.
As long as that pussy smell, hey, like it's supposed to smell, I'm cool with it.
How's it supposed to smell?
I like the way you talk.
It
don't really
smell
that no
it ain't
sound,
supposed
right?
to smell like
water.
Ocean water.
Like
you
Jesus
can finger
said,
fuck
like
it.
Water.
It don't have
it's
no
not
scent.
Supposed to have an odor. It's supposed to have a scent.
Now I gotta go around checking for odors.
It can be a little
before I buy him a drink.
You can smell an odor from a mile away.
I gotta go down and tie my shoe and be like, you don't get no drink.
She sound like one of the amigos. You smell like older folks.
Shout out Thug. Free Thug.
You gotta love it.
Free Young Thug.
One of y'all dated Thug?
You know we did.
Y'all know. Y'all niggas wild.
Thug. We are
y'all
wild.
Thug that. Don't like to have sex like that.
We just have high energy, but
y'all
I
like to have
pussy
sex like
though.
That.
Huh? But you know,
I don't eat pussy. All pussy. I eat pussy, but I don't eat all
that's
pussy.
That's just a runner joke. But I'm, let me see how your tongue do.
Right.
Let me see.
I ain't gonna cut
motherfucker.
What do you do? You gotta put the pressure on that boy. What happened?
We like y'all.
We crazy.
We'll tone it down. I'm bad.
No, we toned up. But shit, I'm like, I like y'all. Y'all outgoing. Any questions?
Hey, all I
got
to say is,
what you trying to
any
ask?
Questions? I like to get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a pussy's connoisseur. You know what I'm saying? I like to ask, you know, about your labia and your libias and your outer lips and your inner dimensions.
Okay.
You know what I'm
so
saying?
So you ask for a picture.
Hey, how y'all feel about that?
I hate it. Do not send me unsolicited dick pics.
Right. No, y'all all get them. They get them from Instagram to your phone.
I cannot stand that shit. If I did not ask you to send me a dick pic, and then...
Y'all got more to send than we do.
But nowadays, women men are not even just sending dick pics. Pictures just posing and like
next to some shit. You
like, I don't want no damn pussy pics.
I've been waiting to say
you ever had it?
Like, more pictures.
Y'all like girls? Y'all like girls?
What do you mean by like girls?
I didn't have a man.
Did y'all have a girl experience before?
I've been a trapeze.
You been a trapeze?
I'm gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, let's take the questions up, niggas. They've been a trapeze. What? They ain't no spring time chicken.
But we have not been together.
One at a time, one at a time. You like girls a little bit?
I marry men. I think you can eat of the fruit. I'm still.
You ate pussy before?
Hold on,
I'm talking about her. You and them will come to you. You ate pussy before? Be honest.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. You ate pussy before?
Okay.
Are you good at it?
I don't know.
Did you like
you? Are you good?
I don't think so.
It's nothing more sexy than a woman eating pussy to me.
You say nothing sexy about that?
I love that shit.
You like it?
I like seeing women eat pussy.
Yeah, I like to see them please each other. Then I'm gonna come in.
Please each other.
I mean, yeah. I have a penis in the room.
I've never been alone with a woman.
Like, it's always been a three.
But I'm gonna watch y'all on camera. I'm gonna see if it's gonna spark off on camera first.
No, I'm trying to get
you. Then I'll come in the room.
Let me do this, okay?
That excited you.
Turn over.
So have y'all ever,
enough for you
have
too.
Y'all ever been with just a whole woman, like just a whole bunch of women fucking with each other?
Not an orgy.
It's always a nigga involved.
Like when I say I went to trapeze, you know how that goes.
You went in the back rooms?
Yeah, the orgy room.
Levels to
so it's different. I've been on that little bed thingy.
Did you say the orange
room? The orgy room. I've been in the little seat.
So you had an orgy?
No. Like what I'm saying
that's
is
people having sex at the same time that other people are having sex.
So y'all get off of other people having sex?
No. I get off of being watched.
Watched?
Yeah.
You like being watched?
You like fucking?
Yes.
So y'all ain't that
but
private.
Not like, no. I've only been a trapeze with men that I've been with. Two people and I've been dating them. Yeah. We've been in Atlanta for 6 years.
And they've been so y'all 7 swingers.
Not necessarily because I'm not with anyone. I'm single.
Yeah, but in trapeze.
But I've only been
dating.
I've only been having sex with you. But sometimes they slow me down.
And sometimes trapeze is not as everybody thinks. It ain't supermodels walking around that thing.
Yeah, them niggas feel like tornadoes.
I just fucked her.
But we've
like,
never been together. We've never been. I refuse to watch her have sex. I know. Hey. She's so childish. I don't want to go.
Ain't nothing but fupas and shooters in that motherfucker.
I don't know.
A bunch of fupas in there.
Hold on. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hero. I mean, he right, but.
Yeah. Them bitches be bad built in that motherfucker.
But bodies are beautiful. Women are beautiful.
Bullshit.
So I'm attracted.
Women are beautiful.
Y'all got nice bodies. But all of them ain't got. She got a nice body. But let's stop doing that.
But you're still screwing women with fupas.
You grab on that nigga. That help you grow.
I'm saying.
Okay. You
if you got a fupa.
Don't call them out.
My bitches look good, man.
I need his ex to chime in.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, don't make me bring my ex in. Oh, she fine as fuck.
Hey, I don't think she gonna answer the phone. Go ahead, Ron.
She'll answer the phone.
Go ahead, Ron.
She my baby mama.
Oh, shit, I ain't gonna ever get
that. Don't count. My baby mama
don't look like she had a baby.
How old are your kids?
My kid is 10.
Both of, huh?
My kid is 10 and my other one is 16.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna put me another shot, man.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about all this fucking, ain't nobody doing
that. That nigga ain't gonna treat me like I be.
My ratting number is.
Okay. Hey, my bitch is like y'all.
Just a little
come on now.
I got what I'm
saying.
bitch be shaped. My bitch be shaped like I like. If you get naked, I like how
why
you look.
Why you still talking about this?
Oh, just
you just trying to defend it, and we ain't hearing it. You mess with girls with stomachs sometimes.
Nah, I don't like.
Girls with it don't matter if you don't like them. My point is, don't talk about these women if you still fucking them. And then if you ain't telling her, bitch, go to the gym. We didn't say fat. You got a pooper. Right, let's see you.
It don't matter what I got.
Okay, then you gotta have the bread to compensate
this. I can see my dick when I'm pissing.
Okay, as long as you can see your dick.
There you go. I ain't pissing on my stomach. Yeah, I ain't got no
pooper.
It's okay,
don't be ashamed.
I ain't got no duper.
Yeah, it's okay.
I can see my dick when I'm pissing.
Okay, come on, his nine. Hey, you're the troublemaker, because you just be telling stories, and they be like,
but hold on, you actually.
Don't be trying to eat her coochie.
Okay. Look, I mean, what's that?
She's fine, ain't she?
She is, and definitely edible. But look. It's not that type of energy, though.
Look, my face.
It's not that type of. You don't know what you're doing. You barely do it. Okay, but you like some good, especially chocolate. Have you had chocolate?
I love chocolate. I'm colorblind.
You come around, you got to love your little bitch.
Your bitch gonna be down to here in 3 months.
Pussy juice make a nigga
beard grow? A mind of its own.
Yes, it does.
It's pussy nutrition
juice.
In it.
Genetics make a nigga beard grow. That shit ain't got nothing to do with it.
It tastes like fruit for a reason. What does fruit do to your fruit? Body?
Man,
you
say,
you are fruitful in the eyes of God.
You are fruitful.
That should be tasting like hot wings.
The bitches you fucking, but according to you.
What tastes like hot wings?
That's why the pussy he eating. That's why your hair grow, but your beard not.
Get him, girls. Get
them
girls!
I'm done!
Oh shit!
They twinning on you!
Right. Yeah, they twinning on that nigga!
Timmy, doing too much!
Get them girls! Get them girls! Look at him! Ain't got him smiling. That nigga don't smile, but get his ass, girls!
Okay.
Yeah, you ain't never had twins, nigga.
Okay. You ain't never had twins.
He done lost his virginity to twins now.
You had twins before?
No, I was about to lie. I had to think about it now. I fucked two girls in the same night, but okay. Not twins.
Not at the same time, though. You've had threesomes.
If I fucked some twins,
so,
I had a threesome, yeah.
Let me ask you, is that more work for the men?
What?
Right, when they have to fuck two women?
No, not if you control the situation, because the thing about it is, you got to take care of yourself to please two women in one night. You know what I'm saying? And it's giving them both the equal amount of attention. You know what I'm saying? Eat one on pussy, fucking the
equal
other one.
Amount.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So let me add, if I'm your man, I'm going to say,
perk
if
make
you're
it
giving
work.
Me more attention. No, but if, have you
no,
ever?
No, you're my man. You're with me.
But
I'm going to give the new girl more attention.
But in the sense,
new pussy, I got
you already know. How much can what you else say, Hannah, say?
Like that.
Good. Huh? The only thing better than
you
good
never
pussy
had a
is new pussy. The only thing better than new pussy is two pussy.
What?
That's your word.
High five.
That's your real Santana. That's your real Santana. That ain't
twins. Talk that shit.
We love music. We love lyrics. We love words.
And I mean,
so if you were
so you had a menage before?
Many. But what I was going to say is,
you had a menage before?
And we have a threesome, and you're with your girl.
Good.
And
take
you
your
with
time,
your woman, and the other girl got better pussy.
I'm fucking her,
and you
and
know
my girl.
She's gonna have an attitude.
No, I'm fucking her
because
and
all you
want to
do is stay in it, but you can't stay. You gotta be strategic. You want this pussy good?
No, that's why I'm gonna eat my girl because I already had this, but I'm gonna fuck this.
But
I'm
new pussy
this.
Is always gonna be no. I won't say always. I'm.
But,
I'm not
but
even
I
know,
feel like
but
that's why you shouldn't be do a threesome with your girl. You should do it with some chick you don't fuck
no.
with.
No, but that'd be a chick you don't fuck with and another chick you don't fuck with. So,
but
you,
let me tell you the crazy
shit. After you fuck with,
you gotta do it with your girl when you've developed that trust. It has to be years in.
That shit done.
Can I break it down? Let me break it down.
That bitch gonna be riding you. That bitch gonna be riding you, looking at your girl like, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby.
Slow down.
I'm sorry.
It's different levels. Slow down. It's different levels.
Slow down.
It's different levels to threesomes, y'all.
I have never, ever seen it. It's a Pandora's box that has never panned out okay.
Never.
It's never going to pan out okay.
Never.
And that's just like.
But I'm cool
have
with
you
it.
Ever been the third in a threesome?
But long as it ain't nobody you fuck with like that, it's cool.
I've watched friends.
Yeah.
Whether the man or the woman, open that Pandora's box.
Yeah.
As far as myself, I mean, I've been chosen.
Yeah.
Hey, but now watch this. When you came to the Bunny Ranch, it was the plethora of bitches there, right?
The Bunny Every time. Ranch?
Yeah, that's our crib on the Riverside. She know. When you came there, now, I ain't got to lie about shit, nigga.
How about you, though?
No, we wasn't friends then.
Exclusive.
We wasn't friends then. I was young in the game, but when she came, it was always some shit at our house at the weekends, right?
But see, things simmered down a little bit for one of those because I became the it bitch.
Okay.
But she saw more, but it was still bitches there because I was the grunt work breaker. She was like, so if it's bitches in the living room, all them bitches are with me. She know how it is when she come over. And there's a lot of bitches in there. So we had the Bunny Ranch.
May I ask how old you are?
I'm in my late 30s.
Okay. Well, you wanted to settle down. It seems like you have a lot of life experience. I think that.
I want to keep having. I want to keep having orgies.
Oh, let me ask y'all this. Hold on.
I want to keep having orgies. I want to keep fucking friends.
Let her talk.
I want to get clarification. Okay. So, y'all men.
Okay, y'all men. That don't sound.
That started off bad, but go ahead. It seems like y'all men want a woman who ain't had that many bodies.
You fucking right.
Don't know.
But at the same time,
you desire
I'm gonna
a woman
first.
Who can get head, or who can ride a dick, or who can do. But take dick. She would have to have experience to even learn that shit. She'd be like that. But to me, bodies is a scam because I had three,
and I want to add to it before you comment.
Two others. Right, because you can make that shit up. But I'm like, you want somebody who's a saint, but then you want somebody who's a sin too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's no winning
right,
in
so
that.
So what are you getting a sinister experience?
Right, where's you getting that life experience?
Finish what you saying.
But I'm gonna also say, and you give it maybe one shot, and then you. I don't know. You have to develop a love your body has to develop to that dick or that penis. Or that dick or that pussy. It's not going to just automatically. You might be able to get it. It might be good three times after you do it because it's something in it. Like,
listen, a woman can have sex with 50 niggas. And it's one nigga that she like, they match.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Yeah. And then,
hold on. I'm just saying.
It's true.
It's a nigga that match you that you like, oh my God, I don't understand why this shit feels so good.
But then the quality doesn't have.
Just like she would point that out in her mind.
The man feels that too.
Like, God damn it. With this one.
Right.
That shit too.
It do. That happens too. Hold on. That happens too.
Right, call it how you.
But see, some people just have a divine connection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why when I said I don't eat pussy, that's for the motherfuckers who I don't fuck with. See, I'm a person who's like, okay, oh damn, I fuck with her like that, whatever. If I fuck with you like that, damn near anything goes. Yeah. But anything don't go with every bitch.
Yeah. I'm sometimes like if I see you, like they say, a woman knows automatically.
But I've been disappointed though.
I'm about to put it on me, and then it'd be like, right.
A woman's expectations can fuck up everything.
But yeah,
it can, because
what's a man's expectation?
Hold on, a man's expectations is to put that dick in that pussy.
You are making that so shallow.
I'm trying to tell you, a nigga already fuck with you because he fuck with you. But listen, a pussy more complex than a dick. I don't care how you slice it.
We don't have babies.
Our dick is more is all less complex than a fucking pussy.
And you can get 365 women pregnant. But I also think that men are who are intentional. I would love it. This is a bitch that I would love to fuck with a dick. But I would have done it for a week.
listen, a woman can fuck with a nigga who fuck with him, and she having a, oh my God, it's spine tingling. Once she think that, let me say this right quick. The nigga that you fuck with, the nigga that you fuck with, that you feel like, oh my God, he fucked the shit out of me, right?
I love twins.
Guess what? A nigga can fuck a chick, that pussy, she ain't even gotta move.
Yeah, that pussy just good like that.
It ain't the same with dick.
I don't know, cause it's I squirted on that motherfucker. It was amazing.
But guess what?
Yeah, it can happen.
Guess what?
So how far is the G spot in the pussy?
I don't know. As soon as I'm riding,
it's 2 to 3 inches, and the G spot is 2 to 3 inches.
You go back up under the.
If it curve, you have more of an advantage of hitting that.
Shout out to the curve.
Thank you. Hey, look, you haven't waited to show this all night.
Curve, what? Depending on which way it curves. Which way you taking me, baby?
Right, you in your pants.
But I mean, of course you can. It's just intimacy. It's just being into it. We're older women. I won't say older.
Energy.
We're at an age where we're just like, okay, the games is over. I want to just be a freak for one person.
The games ain't never over.
But you know what the thing? It can be though, baby. Ever. Because of my world. No, right? No, no, no.
Get him, girl.
This shit ain't no fun. Every zodiac sign
they
did this shit.
No, because
so
I'm
your name for the Kanye Boys podcast.
I am Twin Javu on Instagram.
Go ahead.
I'm Adriana in real life.
Okay.
And I'm Kiana, but my name is Coco by Kiki, but it's deactivated right now.
Why Kiki?
Because she be turned up. She be on there twerking and her lip be hanging out her thong when she twerking. Niggas be like, God damn!
And when y'all I hate when y'all say put some clothes on, because bitch, I got clothes.
Right?
Don't put no clothes on.
And we came out of our mom's vagina.
You were born naked,
black motherfuckers.
Like, oh, and there's tribes in Africa. Okay. The naked.
Y'all from Africa?
We are my blood. Ghana, baby.
That's from Ghana.
Ghana. Guess who's gonna do that?
They would love us.
Oh,
they would
embrace
us. Yeah, they would make us look.
And y'all outgoing.
Yeah, we just did that. We just love.
We love to laugh.
If y'all had energy that was just off, we probably would have been like, "Whoa,
we good."
Look, Cassidy, call me in 10 minutes.
I know we're texting each other.
My baby just called me. I gotta go.
Be at the club in 10 minutes.
Right? Okay. Be free before 12.
What's y'all favorite club in Atlanta?
We don't have a favorite, but I'll say Ace because we.
Ace.
No, people ask that. I've never been there. It's called Ace on Buford. We love Ace. We like Rosebud. We like Grandma's.
Y'all be dancing this shit in the
club. Yeah.
That's the thing. Nobody want to dance. Y'all want to pay all this money for a section and just be on your phone.
Sitting on your phone.
Smoking a dick. Like, that ain't.
You heard it here first.
Shout out to the men that smoke hookahs.
Get off them hookahs, fellas. She said it. Get off them hookahs, fellas.
Ain't no get off of it, but my friend did incorporate a hookah into his budget.
I smoke. We from blunts. Let's
be
blunts. So she the fans when I told y'all.
I be on there like Kevin Gates.
You ain't real good. Y'all ain't gonna turn this. Y'all ain't turn this.
Grip your ass quick. Squeeze them titties.
Real quick.
Claude, have mercy.
We both, after the discussion, we both the bad and good twin.
I love it.
She don't like when I say it. Okay, ask your question.
Girl, you can back up now.
And you got her whole back out.
You feel a little tense.
Okay, that's get off me now.
Oh, shit. Mr. Misogynistic. Ain't so misogynistic.
Okay.
Yeah, they can get it down bad rap, man.
I ain't trying to break your heart.
The lady break heart, Mr. Misogynistic.
No, here's what I do. Not break hearts. Automatically, I tell you, right now, I don't have the mental space to care for your heart, to care for your feelings.
You just want
to
fuck.
I just want to be free. I don't want to have to feel like I got an answer. Here's my pet peeve. You call me, I don't answer. I'll talk to you the next time and you say, I called you.
I know you called me. I saw that.
She was
getting dick down.
Because I can go 3 months, 2 weeks, 8 days,
a whole 2 years that you like
without having sex. Because I haven't met the man in my life that's going to change my mentality.
But maybe you have.
That nigga don't exist.
Wasn't the right time.
I agree.
That nigga don't exist.
What is you with this touched by an angel?
Ooh.
What are we doing?
No, she been touched by an angel.
But, Chaz, I'm trying to say maybe you just haven't met the right man.
But you got a boo. You got a boo.
She got a few.
No.
Why she over here trying to?
This Atlanta. She can have what she wants.
But I don't. I just I build foundationships.
With Nicholas.
Oh, I got a question for y'all.
How do you know he ain't good? Do you tap him on the shoulder?
I don't want to crush nobody's spirit.
I now ask.
Why not?
I ask for penis pics now.
Do you do?
I do. I do. I don't want you to send them to me without me asking, because you're gonna do the certain. Well, all of y'all gonna do angles that make it look good.
It's not me with women though.
I whip out.
How many angles we got? From the back.
Hey, she's about to
show us.
You got
this.
You
got
that.
That
don't mean nothing. It just be like, okay.
I don't want to see.
No,
I can't do nothing with a
fire extinguisher. Should look
no, not a fire extinguisher. I just
want to
know.
If it's too big, you ain't gonna fuck it though.
My shit is the size of a baby.
And the perfect,
it cannot be too big.
It can be.
It's what's too big? Like too the other girls described, do your length with your hands.
How can you tell? It's really the thickness and not the length. The thickness.
You don't like girth. You're not a girther.
I like a nice amount
of girth. It's a balance.
A bitch that got wide walls, she could take a bigger dick.
It's little pussies and big pussies.
So I think the little pussies need to go with the men with the little penises.
It don't work like that.
It should
so what you got, a little pussy or a big pussy?
The way y'all date niggas, you date niggas because you like them. They because you got no little dick.
It's fat.
It's fat.
It's what I
plead the fifth. Lips
flat. It's the tight. It's the hole tight.
She's the bad twin.
Y'all both the bad twins. Y'all niggas just switch places.
Look, put your leg on me.
But we were.
Oh, shit.
I lost my virginity at 19.
God damn, you started.
It hurt. She was 19. 20? She was 3 months less 19 than me.
You were in January.
I was in January. She was in March.
Okay.
Damn, y'all niggas know remember. Too much about each other.
But we know.
Hey,
we know.
Twins.
She texted me and said, "How was it? It hurt." So I didn't do it until I was 21. So
what's that shit called? Your cerebellum got broke. What's that shit called?
Yeah.
Hymen. Oh yeah,
cerebellum,
I forgot.
Is the head. And I love that for T.I. Shout out to T.I.
Nigga fucked your brain. You broke your cerebellum.
It's a cerebellum.
T.I. going to make
it. It was a psychologist. She said his vocabulary.
Because it was a psychology exam in college. I was high as hell because this before when I started smoking weed. And it was 420, right? So you know, you gotta get all involved. But I went to take my test and it said something about cerebellum. And I remember T.I.
Right?
Talk about taking a gun to your cerebellum.
Right?
But the crazy shit is when niggas be.
I still fail.
Hold on, when niggas be opening up Pandora's box, they don't even take their daughter into consideration. Like your daughter.
Why would you think about your doctor?
But no. This is what I'm saying. Like, this is what I'm saying right here, right? If I'm up here talking to y'all and it's like, y'all push this, that, whatever, right? And I got a daughter, right? Guess what? Somebody gonna fuck her.
But that's the way of life, though. Someone's going, exactly. She's going to her.
Every player gets a daughter. I don't give a fuck. Every player gets a daughter. You've been out here breaking hearts for years. Now it's time for somebody to break your heart so you get that little girl. I got a daughter. I'm raising my daughter to be a full-fledged dyke. You hear me? She gonna never let me down. I put her in jeans and Tim's outfits and skull caps every chance I get.
And it depends on how hard or how bad you are to women of the payback that your
that
you're
gonna give. That's what they say, for real.
I'm not that bad.
If you was fucking,
yeah, it's called karma, for real.
She gonna be a little thought out here.
I'm not that bad to women.
My daughter don't got a car mentality. My little daughter's swimming, doing karate, piano lessons, guitar lessons.
I'm a man, but
she's doing art.
Guitar.
My daughter's smart as shit. She in the robotics class.
How old is she? I'm a son of the robotics. He's 11. Oh, okay. Let's do the arranged marriage.
In these day and age.
Arranged marriage.
You know that shit. shit.
No, that's she's still my daughter at the end of the day. And she's gonna be my ride or die.
And Alyssa, they look good. That's my daughter.
Hey, who is that? Your daughter?
Yeah,
hey,
but they do our makeup and stuff.
Hey, that shit crazy how niggas think that they.
Your daughter ain't gonna be pure forever.
Well, she's not. You know that. You gotta leave to her. I told my daddy half the stuff he won't be alive today.
Listen, if I
told
I,
you,
if
your daughter
I had
gonna
a
do
daughter,
shit to make your daddy Earl.
If I had a daughter, I don't want her telling me nothing about her sexual activity.
Why would she? But the thing about it is that when a man has a daughter, it's supposed to change him for whatever his.
I changed for her. I stopped calling women
so
bitches
what, so
on
what
purpose.
Is, hold on. So what is a son supposed to do to a woman?
The same.
It's not supposed to change
her? But you know these women be coddling these boys. Stop playing.
They
like
coddle them, but they don't even send them into the world like the man that they want. That
but where's the
life.
Daddy? Why are we talking about women raising men?
I mean,
where's
you fuck the nigga. You fuck that nigga.
Fathers and daughters.
Yeah.
You fuck that nigga.
And I'm there for my daughter.
So you fuck that
you
nigga,
fuck
so he should
nigga.
Stand up and be the father.
That's on you to...
Let me rap with you, baby. All bullshit aside, I got the facts for you, baby.